All right. Good evening. This is the WBAI Local Station Board, Local Finance Committee, and my name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer and the Chair of the WBAI Local Station Board Finance Committee, and I chair this meeting. So what we're going to do is have me type in stuff by one finger, and I'm going to propose that we adopt the following agenda. Okay. One, call to order 7 p.m. Two, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. Three, time, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. Four, roll call, 2 minutes. Five, excused absences, 5 minutes. Six, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Seven, motion to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting, 5 minutes. Eight, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. Nine, WBAI manager's report on WBAI's finances, 20 minutes. 10, set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 11, new business, 12, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, that is the motion. Okay, well, we'll have to change that. So that's on the floor. That motion is on the floor, and I think we need to immediately amend that because we are told that there's another meeting that's going to come in on this Zoom call.
Paul, I move that we amend it.
Okay, I'm putting that in right now. Vote to adjourn at 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, passed without objection. So the agenda is now to adjourn no later than 9 p.m. Okay, that's better than 8 p.m. All right, so is there any debate or question about the agenda here? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read, then amended? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Oops. Yeah, I have to type with one hand to do it. We'll get into that. All right, the next item on this agenda is identify timekeeper. Would somebody like to be the timekeeper? Jack, would you like to be the timekeeper?
I'll get a timer.
Okay.
I have two.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper for this meeting? Hearing none, Jack is the timekeeper for this meeting. Okay, a lot of beeps happening. And next we go to the formal official roll call for this meeting. And I gotta say that this is more difficult than the Zoom is more difficult to do it one hand typing than Maestro was. Anyway, okay. Here it is. All right, please answer. This is the official roll call. Please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Present.
Noel Jamison.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Carolyn McIntyre. Allie Murphy. Allie Murphy.
You're
here. Serene Roberts. James Sagerton. Jeffrey Stern. Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
I'm here.
All right, and that's six, and we have a quorum, so here we go. Okay. Okay, next on the agenda is excused absences. And we're going to go to excused absences here. All right. Okay. I'm going to make a motion. And the motion is... Okay, M.K. Williams thought she might not be here, so she's here, so she doesn't need an excused absence. The only other person who has... All right, I got something up here. I got... I'm checking the email to see if anything came in while we were looking around. Oh, Matt. Okay, hold on a minute, Matt. Hold on a minute. Okay. Let me make the motion to excuse Serene Roberts. So that's the motion, is to excuse the absence of Serene Roberts at this meeting. Is there any debate or questions about that? Hearing none. Passed without objection. Okay, so Matt is here. Let me do the thing we're supposed to do. Gee, I wonder if people can hear me if I put the mic down. Can people hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can leave it there then.
Just talk loud.
Yeah, I'll try that. Okay, what was I doing? Okay, okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at three consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that, for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Is there anyone here who is in that situation, who's not a member and wants to let me know they're here and become a member? Matt, I think I got you. Anybody else? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. The next agenda item is approval of minutes. MK, you have the floor.
I'm sorry, Paul, maybe I wasn't clear. I resigned last month, so I didn't do
minutes. Oh, so you didn't do them. Okay, all right, that's life.
I'm sorry, I do have to. There's like subcommittees now I do streaming for, and it takes time, and I just have to cut back a little bit of my direct computer time for health reasons.
Okay. Oops. Okay. All right, so none. Next item is motion to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting. All right.
I'll move to do that.
okay. All right. Go ahead and do that.
But I ain't running. But I'll move to hold an election for it. It's not as difficult as it seems at first. It's just I have a health problem that I have to get surgery for, so I'm trying to cut back a little bit.
So the motion is to hold an election for committee secretary at the next meeting. Okay. Is there any debate or any questions on that motion? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. Okay, next item, treasurer's report, and that's something I do. All right.
Paul?
Yeah?
You want me to set what, 10 minutes?
Hold on a second. It's, treasurer's report is 15 minutes.
You're on your own.
Okay. All right. Where is it? It's over here somewhere. Yeah. Okay. The National Finance Committee, the NFC, met last night. Over the past few months, some meetings of the NFC have been canceled under odd circumstances. Back in March, the NFC had voted to meet on the second and fourth Tuesday nights of every month. So, by that motion, which passed unopposed, the January NFC meetings should have been posted for the 13th and the 27th. But the NFC secretary posted meeting notices for January 6th and January 20th. I wrote to the NFC mailing list about this in December, and the January 6th meeting was canceled. Not in any consideration for what I'd said about the schedule, but it was canceled by higher ups, I was told. But the NFC chair had been especially antagonistic to me in his remarks about this issue regarding the meeting dates. The NFC chair said that the WBAI draft FY26 budget would be taken up at that January 20th meeting, which it was, and the issue is about more than the dates of meetings. It's about the procedures and details that have been agreed on by the committee being followed. Not following the rules that the committee has adopted will lead to chaos, and chaos will result in a lack of accountability and in people's rights being ignored. We're already seeing a serious evasion of responsibility for this mess with the meetings. Why these things are being done, I do not know. Maybe it's part of some plan that the majority on both the NFC and PNB have in mind. Or maybe it's just a result of people not paying attention to details. As things progress, we may have a better idea of whether or not the issues of the meetings presages something going wrong in Pacifica. At last night's NFC meeting, the WBAI draft FY26 budget was taken up and passed on to the Pacifica National Board. I can't say much more about last night's NFC meeting because it was transformed from an open meeting into an executive session meeting 1 minute before the official start time of the meeting. I was actually on the call when they had someone go change the meeting notice on kpftx.org. I didn't realize what they were doing later on, and the meeting was like an hour or more into it. And somebody mentioned it was in executive session, and more than one of us said, huh? In last week's treasurer's report, written treasurer's report to the LSB, I mentioned that the January NFC meetings had been listed for dates that the committee hadn't voted on. And we had some decidedly unkind remarks from the NFC chair and the PNB chair to me about that. And at last night's meeting, however, at the end, we were told that in February, the NFC would in fact meet on the proper dates, and they are listed on kpftx.org for the proper dates. I take that as an acknowledgement that something strange has been going on with regard to NFC meetings. I don't know what. If the next NFC meeting is held in open session, it looks like I would have more to say. Yeah, things could be interesting. On the NFC, at least, financial information, the last financial information we have is still that income statement through the end of March 2025. That's not counting the LSB budgets, draft budgets, which are in a spreadsheet. And, well, that's another story. Anyway, I'm hoping we get some updates because we are now, you know, closing in on almost a year. We're very close to 10 months since the last bit of information financially from the national office. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for February 10th, 2026 at 8:30 p.m. That meeting will be held on teleconference. And that is my report. And are there any questions or comments on the treasurer's report?
Well, I'd like to ask, when wasn't it Fred Dodsworth's responsibility to post the meetings correctly as secretary? Isn't he secretary?
No, he's the chair.
Oh, who's the secretary?
Akio Tanaka.
Well, did he make any comment why he didn't post it correctly based on the decision of the meeting?
No answers were given as to why this happened this way. So that's all I can say on it. All right. Let's see. Let me go down. Let me do a fast thing and backtrack slightly to see
okay.
if any, hold on a second to see if anybody's shown up in the meantime. Please answer up if you hear your name. Carolyn McIntyre? Serene Roberts? James Sagerton? Jeffrey Stern, Michael D.D. White. Okay, they are not showing up. Yes, somebody had a question there. Yes.
This is Jack. The timing of this meeting announcement mishap and then last minute change, it seems all unintentional or haphazard. It seems that there's a goal if it seems to be a pattern. Trying to disrupt or not meet or prevent meetings to occur in a regular fashion properly according to previously agreed upon. Any comments?
Well, yeah. If I don't know what's going on, but something's going on, and it's not wonderful.
It sounds like a pattern.
It might be. We may have a pattern. All right. Anybody else?
If I'm not mistaken, you had said that you had made an agreement that you would meet at certain days.
Yeah.
And then lo and behold, they didn't even respect that announced originally in the minutes. And then at the last minute, they changed it for some reason. I guess that doesn't really factor into the same thing, but it just seems that they're trying to put you off base or they're trying to put it off base.
I don't know if about me, but
regular meeting.
Yeah.
The regular meeting.
The thing is, one, the dates were wrong, and two, it suddenly metamorphosed into an executive session. So that's two things that happened last night. All right. Anybody else have any other questions or anything else for the treasurer's report?
I have one question. You announced in an email that the BAI budget was accepted.
Yeah.
Has that been released yet as public?
No. It was passed on to the PNB.
Oh, I see.
The NFC approved it for passing on to the PNB, and I'm sure that the PNB will, I'm pretty sure, the PNB will rubber stamp it, and that'll become the budget. And I will note we're already in the second quarter of that budget, so. Hey.
Well, when will it be publicly available?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Anything else from anybody else on the treasurer's report? If not, the next thing is the next thing is WBAI management's report on WBAI's finances. Well, unfortunately, the interim general manager wrote and said he couldn't make it. Mr. Henley, are you here? Doesn't seem to be. Okay, so he's not going to be here tonight. He did send out something, and I think Kay and I both sent what he sent to the LSB to hear. So what I will do is grab hold of that when I get up to there. I got to scroll up a little bit. And, okay, we've got, all right, I'm looking at which one of us sent this in. All righty, pardon me, folks, I'm scrolling through everything here. Okay, I got the one Kay sent. And Mr. Henley writes, I write to update you all on the results of the 2025 Winter Pledge Drive and our ongoing progress in improving our facilities and programming. For Pledge Drive, he says, while we ended the drive as promised at the end of the year, we have continued to receive tens of thousands of dollars above our goal, which we are adding to the total because the revenue was solicited during the drive. Just today, that's a week ago, we were notified that the American Federation of Teachers had pledged $30,000 as a sustaining donation. That brings the total of the drive to over $207,000. On Monday, that's last Monday, we got close to $10,000 in the mail, which included checks written at the end of 2025, including $6,000 from one donor who sent $1,500 for Mimi Rosenberg's Building Bridges, $1,500 for Randy Credico, $1,500 for Linda Sarsour, Wednesday, WGO, and $1,500 for the Independent Hour with John Charlton. Here's a more detailed financial update from Chris LaPalooza. Bank balances. Bank of America, $66,893.71. PayPal, $11,158.21. Our balance eclipsed over $100,000 in early January. We were able to make a tower payment based on our fund drive success, our higher new health insurance payment for 6 union employees up from 4, and our payroll. Fund drive, our end-of-year drive raised $207,652 and counting up from last year's one total $142,269 on a $125,000 goal. The fund drive totals break down as follows. Listeners and foundations, $127,903, 33% increase from last year. Unions, $79,749. BAI buddies. After the fund drive, we now have a total of 1,323 buddies, bringing in $25,428 per month. This represents a 4% increase in total buddies and a 3% increase in monthly revenue. Projected over a year, BAI buddies should bring in $305,136 in revenue. There are several solicitations outstanding, and the union donations are recurring on a 6-month cycle. This category of revenue did not exist before I assumed this position and continues to grow. The program is the premium, and we are not incurring the costs or liabilities associated with past drives that were entirely dependent on premium merchandise. Editorial. We have continued to offer live news reporting nationally, like the Mayor Mamdani inauguration, as well as several hours of live breaking news coverage of the Trump administration bombing of Venezuela and the abduction of President Maduro, as well as this week's State of the State address by Governor Hochul. We have extended frontline voices to 5 days a week at noon. Interim Program Director Keziah Glow, who shifted to part-time to help fund Rebecca Miles' interim program director, Keziah Glow, who shifted to part-time to help fund Rebecca Miles' news director position, continues to go above and beyond. Keziah's full-time position as the general manager of WHCR, Harlem's community radio station out of City College, continues to produce synergies for WBAI. We decide America at the Crossroads with Jenna Flanagan, our national news program we produce with the Pacifica affiliates, continues to gain traction and deepen our relationships with our sister stations and the affiliates. Over the next few weeks, we'll be building out our news department and intern program. Physical plant. Our field engineer, Jake Lance, and Grayson Challenger have made substantial progress on building out Studio B, which will provide a backup master control and recording studio. Thanks for all of your support during the pledge drive. We expect to ramp up again for a pledge drive mid-year. Best, Bob Henley, interim general manager. And so that's it. That's the report he sent out. And that's all we can sort of report. Are there any questions, which I can't guarantee answers for, or comments on the report from the general manager? If not.
Yes, Arpo, this is Ali. I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, when he reports that money from the UFT, is that money is going to be something that the UFT is going to be given to WBAI? Is it like a permanent donation?
Looking at it, I'll look at it again here. I believe that they're doing a I don't want to misquote this. I think the UFT is chucking in. I think they at least gave one time. I think that they are basically making regular donations. And I don't want to get this wrong here, so let me see. Yeah.
I believe Bob Henley said they were doing a quarterly. That's the UFT.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get anything about the AFT, so it may just be a one-off, but the AFT and the UFT I was listening and following. I believe he said for the UFT it was coming in like $40,000 or $35,000 quarterly. But again, I'm not the one that has it in paper. If I saw it on a piece of paper, I might think. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking. Yeah.
If you let me share, I've got it here to share it.
Go ahead.
But you have to give me permission to share.
I'm not in charge of this meeting.
Oh.
I have no power.
Otis, you have to give me permission to share so everyone can see this report. I tried to share it and I couldn't share it. I'm not, close to this meeting.
Right. I don't know. Otis, if you're here, would you do that for her? And it's possible Otis is not here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let me use two hands. Let me try something. I'll be right here trying to find, it's an email. Okay. Oh, that's not clear. Okay. Yes, the American Federation of Teachers pledged $30,000 and it's sustaining. And over the course of a year, it doesn't say what the course of a year it's going to be. Just says $30,000 from the American Federation of Teachers as a sustaining donation. So $30,000 is nice change and we're going to get more than one of those. How often one of those, I'm not sure. It doesn't say right here. Okay. All right. See what I can use two hands to search a document. I can find things. All right. Anybody else have any questions or comments on the general manager's report that he's mailed in? Okay.
Matt?
Matt, yeah, go Matt. Ahead.
Just a commentary. Premiums, well, okay, I understand we're doing well, but I'm talking about education. You can forget about colleges and special waters and special, et cetera, et cetera. It's documented about Venezuela, Africa, Haiti, Syria, slavery. These things are important for people to know, and it would be nice if have an intelligent discussion how we can dollarize, cross our teeth, and just use these things. It's not about money even, but education, what BAI is all about. So that's my commentary. Thank you.
Okay. And, all right. Is there anybody else who has a question or comment on the report that I read out from the interim general manager? And if not, we can go to the next item, which is, okay, so there's nobody else wants to do anything else, right? So there's no objection to moving on to the next agenda item. And that item is set next meeting date. Okay. Let me get to my little calendar. All right. I move that we meet next on Wednesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. Okay. Was that it? Let me go back. Let me look. Yes. February 18th. Okay. So that's a motion that we meet next on February 18th on Zoom, of course, at 7 p.m. Is there any debate on that motion or comments or questions on it? Hearing none, is there any objection to passing the motion that we meet on February 18th? Hearing none, it's passed without objection. Next thing we have is new business, and does anybody have any new business they would like to bring to the committee? Okay. Let me do a little thing here. Okay. We'll do this again before we go. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI-LSB that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that station. And that is, and somebody's got something going on here. I'm hearing something. Anyway, so that's it. Is there anybody here who wants to become a member of this local state, local finance committee? Please let me know right now. Okay. I hear none, and so I'll record it as none. Is there any other new business from anyone? Hearing none, I'm going to make a motion to adjourn. So, is there any...
Oh, wait, this is Matt.
Matt? Yeah. Okay, what's up, Matt?
I recommend the idea of more outreach into the community.
When the
cafe may be downstairs, it's done, we could have it.
Matt, you're breaking up a lot.
It has events downstairs when the cafe gets open.
Matt, are you still talking to us, or are you talking to somebody else?
No. I have this noise in the background here.
A lot of it, yeah.
Okay. But anyway...
Matt, did you say that the cafe has been opened?
No. I mean, they're still working on it. But when it is, we can have events there. Film festivals. We used to have events. People used to come and speak. So this is... like outreach. So, what people think about that. Or if you can find another provable space, you can organize events. Film festivals of some of these documentaries. Outreach into the community. Listen. Was I heard?
Somewhat, yeah. All right.
And any questions?
Any questions?
No, I was going to say to you before that if you probably came up with 10 really strong CDs, references that you know, like you said, about slavery, about the old content that we used to educate people with, maybe we can turn it into some type of library or some type of, you know, if you're a member of WBAI, look, this is accessible to you if you'd like to have a copy or one of these. But again, you have to get the management to buy into it. I remember I used to do that with the Pacifica Archives. And some of the stuff I've heard, I originally, when I was first listening to Pacifica, it was the Alan Watts, I guess. And that stuff was fascinating. But,
oh, absolutely.
You know, it was also dated. All right, thank you, Matt. That's all I'm saying. Maybe they can go for it again. I always thought it was very... very compulsive stuff. Very compelling stuff. Very compelling.
Yeah, Alan Watts, absolutely. We have it. We still have it.
Yeah, I know. It's Pacifica Archives. Oh, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Paul.
Okay.
I'll see you later. Thank you.
All
good night.
All right. So there's a motion on the floor here. Oh, no, I didn't make a motion because Matt had something to say. Okay. So now there's a motion. I move that we adjourn. Is there any objection to adjourning? Hearing none, it's passed without objection, and we are adjourned. Okay. Thank you all, and we'll see you next month on February 18th. And now we got to go because there's another meeting going to show up in here.
Good night.